So our final guest today could probably fool you pretty easily about where he's from. He's from England, but he can do a wide variety of accents from his home country, and he doesn't stop at the UK borders. He can also do a bunch of different American accents and a few others as well. Jake Wardle gained fame with his YouTube videos of him performing dozens of accents. Millions of people have viewed them. Jake Wardle, thanks for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thanks for having me.
So when did you start doing accents?
I started... As early as 6 years old, from what I can remember, basically just copying, mimicking accents that I heard in like films, basically. Started off with American films, and so that was my first ever like accent I ever was American. That was my That's where I started, you know, mimicking American movies, and then sort of just started to just pick up random accents from, you know, the world around me. Growing up, you know, I was exposed to a lot of different people and sort of just mimicked them, and then video games, of course, and then the internet. And before I knew it, over the years, I just sort of accumulated a like massive collection of accents. And so, yeah, then I decided to put them all together on YouTube.
So is it just accents? I mean, people who are good mimics can be mimics of a lot of things. I wonder if you could also do kitty cats and dishwashers and the usual realm of things that young kids can do.
it's mainly accents. Mm-hmm. That's sort of primary. But I could do sort of certain like characters and stuff like that, and the odd impression here and there.
So lots of popular culture, obviously, to draw from. You mentioned the movies. I mm-hmm. wonder, though, if you, like, went to Cockney neighborhoods and hung out in stores and things and, like, leaned in close as people talked or something.
Not deliberately, no. It's sort of just you know, living my day-to-day life, just surrounded by all sorts of people. I mean, I live in a very diverse part of East London, so, you know, there's a lot of accents, like, different accents around here, people from all over the world and everything, so... Just unintentionally, I never planned to pick up any of these accents. It just kind of came natural to me, really.
And so your friends thought it was cool. I mean, did you go and enter any talent shows or anything like that on the way to getting onto YouTube?
No, not really. I never really gave it that much thought. I just thought of it was just a laugh, really, just a bit of fun. Didn't think much of it, and I thought. I would put all the accents together in a YouTube video, because my friends used to ask me, you know, they'll be like, oh, what other accents can you do? And from the top of my head, I couldn't remember all of them. So I'd have to, you know, I said, okay, I'll sit down and I'll you know, go through all of them and put them in a video. Because I already had a YouTube account that I'll just make random videos on for fun. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, okay, I'll put them all together in one YouTube video for my friends and for anyone else who wants to see it, and I thought it'd be a good addition to my videos, and I did not expect the response it got. It was insane, you know, 2 million views in the first week. I couldn't believe it.
Really? 2 million in 1 week?
Yeah, it was crazy. My inbox was just exploding. I had to disable my email notifications because it was like going off every single second of the day.
But when you put it up, did you think, okay, well, that's done. I did that for my my mates, and then I can just walk on and do other things now. But so it must have been a total surprise.
Oh, absolutely. Huge surprise. And it was very overwhelming at first as well. So I just sort of, I focused on my education, and because I was at sixth form college at the time. Yeah, it just continued to build up views, and eventually I made another one. So the first one was in late 2010, so September 2010. So it would be, so next month on the 18th, it will be 6 years since I made that first viral video. And then I made another one with animations. I got a friend of mine to do animations. I added a few more accents, and that was in July 2012, and then my most recent big video was in August last year. Mm-hmm. And that one is 67 accents and random voices. So it's called The English Language in 67 Accents and Random Voices. And that's obviously the newer ones have never amassed as many as the first one, but they're still doing well. You know, the second one has got 2.5 million views, and this one has just reached 1 million views in a year. And so it's doing well. It's got a lot of positive feedback. And I've made a few other little sketch videos on the side.
Mm-hmm. Jake Wardle, the Accents Guy, is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Gained fame on YouTube doing a whole bunch of different accents. You can join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The most recent one is the one that I spent most of the time looking at. It's about 12 minutes long, but obviously edited heavily. How long did it take you to do all those bits before you ended up with just 12 minutes of video?
Oh, to make that one video?
Yeah.
It took about 3 weeks. So I wanted to write these funny little scripts for each accent, and just, you know, random little scenarios, and throw in a few references to various films and things I've heard, just for fun. I sat down for like a week straight. I mean, writing little scripts for like 67 different accents and voices, it took longer than I was expecting. So I was like all week writing the script. And then filming it, a week of filming, and then some of my equipment went wrong, and I had to refilm a lot of it, and then editing it, and so the whole total, you know, production time was 3 weeks.
Wow, that is a lot of work for something you don't get paid for. Is it paying off for you in a sense that, I mean, you got the notoriety, but you've also, I noticed from a different web page where you're seeking employment as well. I mean, have people hired you for voiceover work or voice acting?
It's actually done wonders, really. It has. Even before I made my most recent one, I've got attention from some people, and I got attention from a really big, legendary director, David Lynch. He contacted me after seeing my first video, and he wanted me to be in one of his projects. And basically, you know, after a lot of Skype calls and emails and everything, and about 3 years of Skyping and emails with him, I went over to Los Angeles back in March this year, and I starred in the new upcoming series of Twin Peaks, which is going to be on Showtime next year.
That's impressive. Were you even born when Twin Peaks came out the first time?
No, I wasn't. No, I was born on the year that the film came out, the prequel film, Fire Walk With Me, 1992. So just as like the prequel film came out, that's when I was born. So I missed it the first time round, but when he told me I was going to be in it, I bought the box set, watched through it, loved it. And when I went to, you know, be in the new one back in March, I bought the box set with me and got David to sign it, and all the original cast members that I met to sign it as well.
You got Kyle MacLachlan, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it was absolutely incredible. It was the best experience ever, you know, and that was, you know, pure luck, you know, just that David Lynch saw that video and liked it that much that, you know, he managed to get me into a really high-profile acting role, you know. That's
So I can imagine.
Mind-boggling. It still feels like it was a dream, really. It still feels like it didn't happen.
Well, no doubt. But you know, think about your utility to a guy like David Lynch, who has a bunch of quirky characters. Mm-hmm. You could play about 16 of them easily.
Yeah.
So what did he do with you in Twin Peaks then?
I can't discuss that at this stage.
Oh, really? You signed the secrecy?
Yeah, it's very, very confidential. I'm only allowed to say that I'm in it because they've released the cast list. So they've got 217 members. So if you just Google Twin Peaks 2017 cast list, you'll see the full list, and you'll see my name in there, Jake Wardle. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
keep an eye out for that.
Let's give people some samples. You gave us the American accent already, and we have a clip that I pulled out of the most recent YouTube video. So we're going to hear Rude Boy, I think it's English Standard, and a more posh version of an English accent. So let's hear this clip from your YouTube video.
Hey, fam, man got bare vexed over there in a chicken and chip shop, you know, because man asked for 2 wings and chips for £1. But boss man only gave man 1 wing, blood. Is he mad?
As long as you listen to the sound of my voice, you're going to be safe, all of the time, every time. Thank you for helping me help you. So a gentleman in a hooded jacket approached me the other day and said, "What have you got for me, Blad?" So one replied, "What on earth is a Blad? One has never heard of such a word in one's entire life."
I particularly like the fact that you use the term blood in two of those accents. Some of those British accents, Jake, are really hard to understand, like the Rude Boy. How hard is it to pick those up?
Oh, well, the rude boy one, that was that's second nature to me, because I live in a really sort of like rough ghetto part of East London.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I went to school, that's how man talked, innit? School and sixth form college, bare man talked like that, innit? So I just picked that up just from going to school, basically. You know, like all the rude boys and that, like the road man and thing, innit? It's a very weird, funny accent, actually. And it's quite unique because it's like a mixture
mm-hmm.
of sort of British, American, sort of, it imitates the American sort of like ghetto hip hop culture kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has heavy influences from Jamaican patois, because there's a lot of Afro-Caribbean communities in London and in the UK. So they sort of, they've taken like slang words from Jamaica, slang words from the United States and slang words from the UK and just mixed it all up, and like, then you get that man that talk like this, innit? Like the ghetto street, that gang thing, innit?
Is this kind of like what Sacha Baron Cohen was doing with the Ali G show?
Yeah, basically, Ali G is basically, you know, that kind of accent and dialect, the road man. Although Ali G's one's a bit more of older fashioned version.
Mm-hmm.
It's still recent, and the accent and dialect itself is quite young. I mean, I think it's only been around, you know, no longer than 20 years. I mean, I was only exposed to it when I went to secondary school, or late primary school, and that was in the early 2000s. So it's quite, you know, new. So it's you won't hear anyone over 30 or 40 speaking like it. It's mostly, you know, young people, basically.
Your YouTube videos do make some disclaimers that people should not get offended by the accents, but mm-hmm. did that go up after somebody did get offended and think you were mocking them or something?
No, I just put that there because I've seen how easily people do get offended online, and I actually had seen a few other people who had done some accent videos and that, and I thought, well, you know, I just want to make it clear that, you know, I'm not claiming to be an expert or anything, and I'm not claiming to, and I'm not trying to mock anyone. I'm just doing, you know, what I can do to the best of my ability and just having some fun with it.
Did your time in Los Angeles give you a chance to listen and practice some American accents a little more in person?
A little bit, yeah.
It's just amazing you can turn that on like that.
Yeah, I turn it on.
Uh-huh. Now, how about some of the Southern accents? Because, man, you know, you sound really different from place to place. You could, you know, Texas versus North Carolina.
That's one of my favorite. I like doing the Southern, like the stereotypical redneck. I would classify that as one of my favorites.
Uh-huh.
I could just have so much fun with that there.
Did you notice?
That was all. I learned all that from, like, video games and internet. I ain't never been to the South before, but maybe one day I'll go.
Do you ever practice with? I mean, do you ever, like, you know, order fish and chips in a different, in a posh accent or something in a rundown dive just because it's fun?
I don't know. I don't usually do that. Normally, like, I normally be myself, but occasionally I do mess around and stuff
mm-hmm.
and like put on a few accents. I've done it a few times, like when I've been playing online, I put on an accent and they've never guessed. I remember one time I was playing a Call of Duty like years ago on PlayStation Network, and I was bored, so I was doing the sort of hillbilly redneck accent.
Uh-huh.
And there was an American guy in there. He thought I was a real like stereotypical Southern redneck, and he was making fun of me. He's like, "Hey, you're a hick," you know. and I was like yelling at him, and like in character, obviously, but you know, he thought it was real.
Uh-huh.
And I was saying, like there's a perk in the game which gives you extra health, and it annoys people. When I was, you know, yelling at him, like, "You better take Juggernaut off. Why you got Juggernaut on for?" And then he started mocking me, like putting on a fake accent. He's like, "Okay, I'll take Juggernaut off for you." It's hilarious.
Oh, you have some fun. That's clear.
Yeah.
And so it's been good to talk to you. Jake Wardle has done many, many accents and probably is getting more. You can find him on YouTube, and we'll see him in the new version of Twin Peaks coming out next year. Jake Wardle, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.